presents Grip of Despair, written by Sam J. Fires, read for you by GM Hakim, Tara Sands, and Rob Vlock. Patrick, February 14, 9:36 p.m. The sound of screeching tires pierced the night air. Patrick's lips twisted into a curse. A moment later, his old truck smashed into the side of a tree. The thud was enough to knock the wind from his lungs as his head whipped into the windshield, causing stars to dance in front of his eyes. Momentarily dazed, but as his vision cleared, Pat turned to the woman in the passenger seat. "Holly, are you okay? Are you hurt?" Pat resisted the urge to tap his fingers against the steering wheel, waiting for her to respond. Her wide eyes met his. The tiny dog clutched tightly to her let out a low whine, though neither appeared injured, just shaken. "Same as him, then." He squinted through the window into the dark night before his thoughts flashed to the person on the motorcycle. Whoever it was had been right on his tail and must have hit the same patch of black ice and lost control, too. "I need to check on the motorcyclist," Pat said. "I'll be back in a minute." The woman stared at him. She looked petrified. She gave him a slight nod, but that did nothing to lighten his worries. The crash had frightened her, yet it seemed as though something else was bothering her. She didn't look too good, that much he could tell. Perhaps it was the worry about the mother she said she was trying to get to. That he could understand. But there was something else in the way her hands shook as she moved to pet the dog. "What's his name again?" he pointed. She stared at the dog a moment before dragging her eyes back to Pat. A frown tugged at her features. He could almost see her mind worrying. Not her dog, he decided. Yet the animal seemed to be fine in her care, if not highly strung. Much like her. Perhaps a rescue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?